This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari addressing joint meeting of Federal Parliament this afternoon. High-level political mechanism meeting discusses giving full say to the government, and US official says Chinese balloon capable of gathering intelligence. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari is scheduled to address a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. this afternoon. The Federal Parliament Secretariat said preparations for President Bhandari's address have been completed. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda is scheduled to table a copy of the President's address in the separate meetings of the House of Representatives and National Assembly. According to assistant spokesperson at the Federal Parlament Secretariat, Dasharath Dhamala, the Federal Parliament would pass a vote of thanks to the President after the address. Article 95(2) states that President shall address the first session after an election to the House of Representatives and a joint sitting of the both Houses of Parliament after the commencement of the first session of each year. The meeting will be live broadcast by Radio Nepal. A meeting of high-level political mechanism discussed contemporary political issues and giving full say to the government. In the meeting held at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, leaders urged Rashtriya Swatantra Party to join the government again. But there was no discussion regarding the candidacy of the president. According to Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma, said review of the past and future plans were discussed in the meeting. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda, CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamisani, Rashtriya Pradatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingdin were present in the meeting. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said Nepali Congress should be provided the position of president. Addressing a press conference organized by the Nepal Press Union in Chitwan today, he said the Nepali Congress leadership is in need for the country's economy and social transformation, good governance, development and prosperity. An earthquake measuring 4.2 on the Richter scale occurred at Salkhadi of Rukum Pashim at 8:52 a.m. this morning. The National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, LINCER, said that the earthquake with its epicenter at Salkhadi of Rukum Pashim district. The northwest areas of the country have recorded more quakes in recent times. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has said the proposed dry port in Dolhara Chandani would be developed soon. Inaugurating the Industrial Trade Fair and Bellary Tourism Festival in Kanchanpur on Thursday, Minister Bhandari said development of the dry port would begin soon, while stating that the dry port and Daiji Chela Industrial Estate would open up the door of development for Sudhapasim. Minister Bhandari said that plans would be made to export the goods produced there in the Indian market. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. More than 20,000 people are now known to have been killed in Monday's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, though the UN warns the disaster's full extent is still unclear. Rescuers are still searching the rubble for survivors, but hopes are fading more than 4 days since the first quake. Freezing conditions threaten the lives of thousands of survivors who are now without shelter, water and food. Turkey's president called the quake the disaster of the century. UN Chief Antonio Guterres warned the full extent of the catastrophe was still unfolding before our eyes, especially in Syria, where a long-running civil war has devastated the country. Elon Musk's SpaceX company has performed a key test on his huge new rocket system, Starship. The engineers conducted what's called a static fire, simultaneously igniting 31 out of 33 of the engines at the base of the vehicle's lower segment. The firing lasted only a few seconds, with everything clamped in place to prevent any movement. Starship will become the most powerful operational rocket system in history when it makes its maiden flight. This could occur in the coming weeks, assuming SpaceX is satisfied with the outcome of Thursday test. On Twitter, Elon Musk said the team had turned off one engine before the test and that another engine stopped itself, leaving 31 engines firing overall. But he added it was still enough engines to reach orbit. A suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that the US shot down this week was able to collect communications signals, a US official has said. It was equipped with multiple antennas capable of intelligence collection operations, a senior State Department official said in a background briefing. On Thursday, U.S. lawmakers passed a non-binding resolution condemning China for the balloon. China had denied the balloon was used for spying purposes. It has said the balloon was a weather device blown astray. The U.S., however, believes the balloon is part of a wider fleet of surveillance balloons that has spanned five continents. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division of the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has stated that chances of snowfall are likely today in the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. The division said the country now has a slight impact of the westerly wind. It is said that the weather would remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Karnali Province, and Sudurpashchim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country this afternoon. The division has also urged one and all to apply precautions as the fog that could take place in the Tarai region in the morning time could affect the normal life of the public and road and aviation travel. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Rednapal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Vidyadeep Bhandari addressing joint meeting of Federal Parliament this afternoon. High-level political mechanism meeting discusses giving full shape to the government and U.S. official says China's balloon capable of gathering intelligence. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.